Welcome to episode 97, Buyer's Consultation. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. This week, I want to talk to you about buyer's consultations and the power of them, what you can do to ultimately land more buyers and be more successful with them, learn how to work with them better, learn how to have them understand you, and have less tentative people and more firm people, people who say, you know what, I'm going to work with this agent because I really like them. So let's break it down here today. Let's talk all about it. And let's talk about why you as an agent really need to start using the buyer consultation method. So first off, what is a buyer consultation? A buyer consultation is just that first meeting, right? When they say, I want to start looking at houses, you say, well, let's meet for a buyer's consultation. This is a place where we can explain the entire process of buying a home, the ins, the outs, the do's, the don'ts, the expectations. We can set it all up right there so that people understand what's going on versus saying, geez, I don't understand why these buyers are doing X, Y, and Z. A lot of us forget in the real estate industry that we do this full time as a profession and we know the next steps. All the while, they have no idea what's going on, which means they are feeling the feeling of the unknown, the cliff, the unwillingness to move forward, the what happens if I don't, because they don't know. You did not tell them. So being a great guide from the beginning is what it's all about. So buyer's consultation overall is just that general thing. So let's break it down here. So first off, you want to go over everything and anything to do with the transaction. No detail too small or too large. What I mean by it is we're going to talk our way through the transaction. First off, getting the pre-approval and explaining the pre-approval and explaining the pre-approval process and value and why it needs to be done. Explaining how being too high or too low can hurt in the fact that if you're not shopping in the right marketplace. Right now, COVID-19, we have to tell people that they need to have the pre-approval before they can see the home for quite a few homes. So letting them know that versus seeming like you're blaming it on COVID, because remember, a lot of people feel like when they hear new things out of people's mouths and they say due to COVID, a lot of times people are thinking to themselves, bullshit, you just don't want to do it. Well, to alleviate yourself the pain, to create the framework, I guess you'll call it, the platform to get your people to success, is to let them know. So letting them know the pre-approval and all that process and then going through, and I'm not going to go through each and every step here right now, but you know, going through the offer and explaining like what is a deposit versus a down payment, right? Like what is the difference? Because I don't like people that just interchangeably use them. We're telling a person, you know, a buyer's agent is not free, explaining that the seller pays it. These are important topics to bring up at the beginning, and not necessarily does the seller pay it, right? It could be that I have a buyer's agency agreement. So a buyer's consultation is a great time while we're going over the steps to get a buyer agency agreement form signed. If you're not using them, why not? Why do you think that people would avoid them? The thing is that we all do, right, is we create value in our head mentally. We create the value that we think the impression is worth. So what we feel is worried that they're going to be concerned about the buyer agreement form when they're concerned that they didn't get one, because it's perfectly natural to be normal and working in a contract when buying something for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. So that buyer's consultation is a great time to go over the buyer agency agreement form, as well as go over the agency form for the state of Massachusetts, the mandatory disclosure. We have to make sure we go over that on every first meeting to talk about a specific property, but we might not be talking about a property yet, so we don't have to do it here, but we could do it here to get it done and get it out of the way and to explain it in a powerful way. Because remember, during this time, this is your classroom, right? This is your place of knowledge and learning. This is the place where you're teaching, you're showing how much you know about the real estate transaction and that they're in the right hands. So this is a place where we're building trust and rapport. We're showing them that not only do I sell houses, not only do I go on open doors, not only do I go to open houses, but I actually know what I'm doing. I can talk my way through the whole entire transaction. Mind you, I would definitely keep a checklist or some sort of list or basically a write-up of what you normally do, because going out of your mouth and just kind of rattling off a whole housing transaction, I can guarantee you no matter how good you are, you're going to miss some things. So just having some sort of checklist that'll ultimately help you find more success and help you stay on topic. Remember, during this process, you're building trust and you're reminding them of the pain points, of the problems sometimes. But remember, the pain points and problems can only be a little bit about it, and you have to be talking about how you're going to solve it. And remember, no one really likes war stories when they're tense, right? So when someone's about to buy a house and you're at a buyer's consultation and you're talking about, oh, well, during the home inspection period, you can have problems. problems, and was one time I saw a house that the whole entire back was coming off. You're making them scared. This is a scary transaction. This is part of what the buyer's consultation process is about. So be a professional and lead the way and explain that, you know, when we go and do the home inspection, that they're going to be looking out for your best interest to make sure that there are no major problems with the home. Understanding that all homes have slight problems and that it's very normal for us to have things on the inspectionary report, but finding out if they're major and if we need something done about them or if we should just address them in the future. Because if I don't introduce the idea that there are going to be problems, or if I just over-introduce the idea of somebody else's problems, I'm not going to set the person's expectations straight. I need to tell them they're going to get somewhere between 20 and 70 pages and that there are going to be things wrong with every single home, whether it's brand new construction or something been around for a long time. We're going to find issues. Why? Because it's a home. It's a living and breathing thing. It's always dynamic, right? A tree branch could fall right now and take the gutter off the back of the house. Who knows? But that's why we explain it up front, so that when we get some problems, which we're going to have, we can look at them pragmatically and we can look at them without emotion involved, right? We can take a peek and say, okay, is this something that's going to hurt us, like a major rotten sill? Or is this something as silly as it needs to be tightened? We have to look at each and every thing. But by building up during this buyer consultation, the idea of what's going to happen at each step, they know it's okay that there are problems. It's okay. Defects are okay. It's whether they're too much. Because remember, Sean told me, I'm going to see problems. I need to look at it as, am I asking for the seller to fix it? Am I asking for myself to fix it? Am I just okay with it? And that's what this buyer consultation does. It tells people what to expect the whole way through, which builds the trust. So you take them step by step through. They're also going to feel some rapport, and they're also going to get this security blanket and trust with you through this whole thing. So security, trust, they all kind of relate, but the reason they're going to feel this is because they know you know the next steps in the transaction. So that's something that you can really kind of show off through having that great checklist, is that you know exactly what's next, where are they going. So that way there, when these things come up, they feel like, okay, well, I'm glad that Sean's my agent because he's got me covered, versus thinking, oh my God, I have no idea what happens next, and this is crazy. So that's like the whole thing, right? We're building ourselves as a professional. So in the fact that we did this buyer consultation with them, we built ourselves up through steps, we have that trust, they feel that security, and now we are the professional. What does this mean? It means they're going to call us for showings. That means that when they go to open houses, they know not to sign in and to hand your business card out. It means that they know that you work with their friends and family and referrals and that you love that type of business. It means that you have a one-on-one relationship with them, whether it be a Zoom call meeting or an in-person meeting. It doesn't matter. You have a face-to-face meeting, whether it's a 2020 face-to-face or a 1980 face-to-face, you have a face-to-face meeting where you can understand and appreciate each other as a person. They understand you're a professional. They understand you're seeking a fee for your services. They understand that your job is to work for them and them only. They understand you have confidentiality, the whole old car laws, all the different things you got, and they work with you amazingly because guess what? You're in a contract, they're yours, you're theirs, and you're going to work together great. The big thing to remember, guys, is in the buyer consultation, do not set yourself up for failure. What do I mean? I mean, do not tell them things that are supposed to happen and not do them. Remember, you have an educated buyer now, so you have to work like a true professional. I love working as a professional. Guys, if you're looking for a great job in real estate, Movementum Realty's hiring. We call our agents Move Mentors because we believe they mentor people on the buying, selling, and owning of homes, and that they're in it for the long run. If you're an existing agent or a new agent, reach out to us. Our minimum commission splits already start higher than most companies. I'd love to talk with you. Reach out to me through PMDM, whatever works out best. If you're not already subscribed to the podcast, make sure to do so. Check out the Facebook group. We also have a blog and a newsletter. The website, realfactsonrealestate.com, has all the information right there that you need. Tell your friends and family about it. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next week.